Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Revelation through our study of God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There on the Temple Mount is a place, is the Mosque of, is it Mosque of Omar? I think that's the name of it, the Mosque of Omar. It's like the third most holy place in the Muslim Islamic religion. It's there on the Temple Mount. But just down from that is a place that's actually where the actual temple was built. The Herod's Temple and all the other temples was there. And during the tribulation period, we looked at this, and I don't want to belabor the point, but the Antichrist will sign an agreement with Israel, and they will allow them to build a temple. And this is what it's talking about here in Revelation chapter number 11. I want you to measure that temple. I believe it's a literal temple, okay, that they're going to be allowed to build. He says, measure the temple, measure the altar, and them that worship therein. The Jewish people are once again going to be able to worship there at this temple. There will be altar, the golden candlesticks, the laver, all these things that we've been to the Temple Institute, and I need to move on real quick. But I love when we go to Israel, I love going to the Temple Institute, and there they have everything ready for worship. I mean, all they have to do is have access to Temple Mount, and you think Jehovah's Witness can put together a building in a week. You know how they'll throw a building up in a week. Well, the Jewish folk are ready to get started on construction of a building, and they already have all the implements to begin worship. And I just said all that to say this, that they will be worshiping in that temple for the first half of the tribulation period. And we know what's going to take place in the middle of the tribulation period. The Antichrist, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, declares himself to be God. He enters into that temple, you know, and desecrates the temple. It's called the Abomination of Desolation. I just want you to note that this is, I want you to note here in verse number 1. It says, I want you to measure that temple. It's going to be a literal temple. Measure the altar. And the people, how do you measure the people that are worshiping therein? Isn't that interesting? Well, obviously, it's by their motives of why they're there. It's God's requirements of people. You know, God measures us when we come into worship this morning. Why are you here? Well, preacher, you know, I'm here to worship. Well, I sure hope so. God expects us to worship. There's so much here I need to move on. But it's interesting to measure them that are worshiping therein. What's their heart? Why are they really there? Okay, verse number 2. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. Again, we know about the court of the Gentiles. And the reason this is because the tribulation period is geared toward the Jewish people. I've said this over and over and over and over again till almost blue in the face. The tribulation period is preparing the Jewish nation for the coming king, for the coming kingdom. And so that's why we focused on the temple, on the altar, focus on the Jewish people, not on the Gentiles. Because we read that the court which is without the temple will leave out. Don't worry about it and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles and the holy city, that the Gentiles they shall tread underfoot 42 months. Now we're talking about 3.5 years, 1260 days. This is another time period. We can go back in Daniel chapter 9. I won't belabor the point, but it talks about the Antichrist and how he enters into the temple and for 42 months he treads it underfoot. And this is the last half of the tribulation period. Okay. Again, let's just move on. But you understand where we are in this. That it shall tread underfoot 42 months. This is the last half of the tribulation period. Look in verse number 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses. Many of you have taken the outline. Verses 1 and 2 is the measurement of the temple. The measurement of the temple. Verses number 3 is the mystery of the two witnesses. The mystery of the two witnesses. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Okay, before we go any farther, here's another date. We had 42 months. Now we have 1,260 days, and that's the exact same time period, at least the time frame. But as we look at this, and we put it as a whole, and we put it all together, again, meanwhile, back at the ranch, these two witnesses, their ministry is 1,260 days. We're going to find out they will be killed, and for 3.5 days, they're going to lie in the streets of Jerusalem. And you put it all together, The ministry of the two witnesses are the first half of the tribulation period. Wish we could break this down. It's not the last half, it's the first half. He's encompassing it all. He's looking at this as a whole. The witnesses will be in the first 1260 days of the tribulation period. Okay? Matter of fact, there's so much here. We already looked at the 144,000. They will be sealed in the first half of the tribulation period. I believe it's through the ministry of the two witnesses that the 144,000 will be saved. The church, I hate to say the church, the saints will be raptured. The two witnesses will minister there in Jerusalem. The 144,000 will, under their ministry, I believe they'll be saved, and they go out through the world, and they will also be sealed. I just read something again yesterday. Read after some great men, and there's a great book I love to read after. You ever heard of Wilmington's? And he knows more than I'll, he forgot more than I'll ever know. I read it yesterday, and he believes that the 144,000 will be martyred. And I had to do a double take on that. No, they're going to be sealed because it's so clear that they're going to live forever. The 144,000, they will be sealed. Remember, it talked about so that these plagues that come upon the earth will not hurt the 144,000. Well, how did they get saved? The Bible says that there will always be a witness on this earth. So when the saved are raptured out, who's going to share? Well, the two witnesses will be in Jerusalem for 1,260 days, and through their ministry, the 144,000, they're going to believe God's going to seal them. Are y'all following this? Okay. I'm trying to put all this together, okay? That I believe that the two witnesses are at the beginning of the tribulation period, not at the second half. They're in the first half of the tribulation period. Let's go a little farther. The ministry. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Okay. Before I go any farther, who are these two witnesses? As we read a little bit farther in verse number 6 and all, they're going to have certain powers. It's my opinion, I'm, that the two witnesses, one of them absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt, I believe would be Elijah. Okay, I think there's no debate there. A couple reasons. First of all, Elijah was the great prophet of Israel. And we'll look a little bit farther at his ministry in just a minute. Elijah never died. Remember, he's taken up in a chariot of fire. And every time I think about a chariot of fire, some of Temple and Doug and all, they sat under Daddy in class. And years ago, Daddy used to drive a Corvette to Florida Baptist College. And they would kid Dad about driving a Corvette. And I'll never forget, would tell them, well, if Elijah could go up into heaven in a chariot of fire, a preacher could ride around in a fiberglass automobile. It's pretty cool. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But Elijah, turn me to Malachi. Malachi chapter number 4. The very last book in the Old Testament. The last word you hear in the Old Testament. Let's begin in verse number 4. Okay. Verse number 4, Malachi chapter number 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant. It's interesting, these two men are mentioned as it's closed, the Old Testament is closing. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for Israel with statutes and judgments. Behold, now look at this verse number 5, 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day. When is that? The great tribulation period. He sent Elijah before then.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Bob Sellers from the Kingsmen sing. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., March 20th. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.